我们一同跪下祷告，求神带领我们。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶。
We have a Bible study and sharing.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这里我们一起查考圣经分享。
Today we're gonna study Jeremiah chapter 15.
今天我们要查考耶利米书十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 14 and 15, and these two as the sixth message from the Jeremiah.
耶利米书的十四和十五章其实是耶利米第六个信息。
Yeah, Jeremiah, it's chapter 1 to 25, it compiled the 12 messages of Jeremiah.
耶利米书从第一到二十五章一共有集合了十二个信息。
So today we have six messages, the half last portion we're going to go over and then we can discuss together.
那今天我们要查考的是第六个信息的下半段。
And first we read chapter 15.
我们先把十五章读一次。
Let's read the three verse each one.
请每位念三节。
Three verse each one. Thank you.And Jeremiah chapter 15 is a continuation of chapter 14.
其实耶利米书十五章就是在接下十四章继续的一个同一个信息。
In chapter 14 already, God talked to through the Jeremiah a coming of judgment to the Israel.
因为在十四章的时候，神已经借耶利米的口。告知 他的百姓，神要给他们下的审判了。
And especially chapter 14 verse 1 to 9, it talk about the coming of this drought, this very severe drought.
尤其是在第一到第九节讲到一个很严重的干旱。
We know the 3.5 years drought during the time of Elijah.
我们知道在伊利亚时代有一个三年半的旱灾。
So God using the weather and then outside this situation can make it possible to these people to suffer as a judgment of God.
我们知道神会利用大自然还有身外一切的情况来用来作为审判的工具。
The God already showed these the nature out there to using it to the judgment, make a judgment to the Egyptians the long time ago.
我们知道在很多年前埃及的时代，神也是利用自然界一切来降这些灾难给他们。
So we know that the nature out there is all being controlled, managed by the God's hand.
我们知道大自然。这一切都是在神掌握之下。
And this one in chapter 14 is talk about this drought. But yet the Jeremiah he prayed to God for mercy of God.
虽然在十四节这里神说要降这个灾难给干旱给他们，但是神耶利米却跟神祈求祷告。
But God already determined to for this this judgment upon the Israel. So mentioned the chapter 14 verse 12.
在十四章十二节，神已经决定了。
And here verse 12 says, "When they fast, I am not going to listen to their cry. When they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I'm not going to accept them."
因为十二节说，他们禁食的时候，我不听他们的呼求。他们献燔祭和素祭，我也不悦纳。
We can tell, but later on, the verse 12, verse 13 on, false prophet also at that times emerge and then prophesize of peace and you know life of like a comfortable life.
在十三节之后，我们可以看到，有一些假先知来跟人民传。这个信息说将会有平安，一切都很顺利。
And so we can tell when Jeremiah the prophesied the word of God and preaching to them, already a false prophet stand up to against him, and so let his message to be blended, and let his message to be not favored to the people.
所以我们可以看出，在耶利米传这个神信息的时候，就起来很多假先知，让来跟耶利米做对敌。
The word of God came and mentioned that all these false prophets end up to facing of the death, the end of because of famine and because they're by the sword.
但是神却跟耶利米说，这些假先知也会碰到这些饥荒和刀剑之灾难。
And that's why, because Jeremiah, when he prophesied, sending the message to his people, he was very lonely, actually.
所以可以感觉到耶利米在传神的信息的时候，他是非常孤单的。
And he continued to pray to God for the mercy of God that do not harsh upon his own people.
他而且不断地跟神祈求祷告，不要神这么严厉地惩罚他的子民。
So if you look at the Jeremiah chapter 14:21, this is what the Jeremiah says to God, do not despise us for thine own name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of thy glory. Remember and do not annul thy covenant with us.
在21节说，求你为你的名缘故不厌恶我们，不辱没你荣耀的宝座，求你追念，不要背了我们与我们所立的约。
So the Jeremiah, he himself to be the we can call the what are called the middlemen between God and his people.
Mediator.
He has a role as a mediator for between God and his people.
所以耶利米他是做一个中保人。
So he really poured his heart to ask God's mercy.
他把整个心都倒出来求神怜悯。
But yet the verse, chapter 15, verse 1,
但是在, 15章的第一节说,
this time the word of God came upon to him, mentioned that even though Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not be with these people. Send them away from my presence and let them go.
主说，虽有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求，我的心也不顾惜这百姓。你将他们从我眼前赶出去吧。
This is talk about the God's determination of judgment to his people is very determined, and God doesn't want to change.
这里表明神对他百姓的审判还有惩罚是已经定下来，他不愿意，他不想再改变主意。It
reminds the book of Ezekiel chapter 14.
这个让我们想起在以西结14章有曾经说过。
Jeremiah chapter, no, Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结14章
verse 12.
14章的12节.
Chapter 14, verse 12 to verse 14.
以西结14章12到14节.
And then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, verse 13.
13节.
Son of man, if a country sins against me by committing unfaithfulness, and I stretch out my hands against it, destroy the supply of the bread, send a famine against it, and cut off from it both man and beast. Verse 14.
14节.
Even though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in the midst, its midst, by their own righteousness, they could only deliver themselves, declared the Lord God. This is the similar message, but since the people, as their corruption is end up to facing of the judgment of God, the moments even Noah, Daniel, Job, even they are in the midst, but their own righteousness cannot reach out hands to save other people.
在这里有一个类似的信息，说当一个人民他们是干犯神。 要神要审判的时候，虽然在他们当中有挪亚、但以理和约伯这三人，但是他们只能因他们的义救自己的性命。
So the chapter 15, verse 2-3, continue to talk about the God's judgment to these people. Is it directly approached to them? They will suffer, all of them.
所以这个, 15章这里的信息是神的惩罚是直接的, 要降在他们的身上。
You talk about the talk about the death and sword and the famine and captivity. So talk about it.
这里讲到死亡、被刀杀、饥荒，还有被掳掠的。
God doesn't want to deliver them, so that God just let them go to facing of this judgment.
神而且已经说明不要 拯救他们的。
And then the chapter 15 verse 3 is the three kinds of dooms, which is the three kinds of judgment. Four kinds of judgment mentioned that.
在第三节讲说神已经定命四样害他们的方法。
The sword is come from the outside of foreign force.
刀剑是外来国家的攻击。
And then talk about the dogs.
然后讲到狗类。
And dogs is like dogs is a Gentile, we know that.
其实狗类是在讲 外邦人。
The bird of the sky.
空中的飞鸟,
they cannot hide themselves.
因为, 就表示他们没有办法躲,
even on the air, even on the high place, and even on the any earth.
在, 空中, 不管在多高或者地下多低,
so the bird and also all the beasts is a throughout the whole entire this space, the judgment upon to all of them.
这就表示在空中和地下不论什么地方他们都会受到神的审判。
God talk about why these people have this kind of judgment, and God says verse 4 mentioned about the son of Hezekiah.
为什么他们会有这种的结局呢? 因为在第四节 讲到马拿西的儿子。The
Manasseh, the king of Manasseh, he's the one a really bad king.
西西家的儿子马拿西，他是一个很坏的王。He's
somehow his father is a very good good king. One, the Hezekiah is one of the great and also the trying to revive the at that times all the people's faith.
不知为何，西西家其实是一个很好的王，他当时要想尽方法把整个国家复兴他们的信仰。But
somehow, he cannot stand it, and then he committed very much of a lot of serious sin he committed. The Manasseh.
但是最后马拿西呢，他是最后犯了很多很严重的罪恶。And
he worshipped the idol.
而且在拜偶像。And
then he even let the children child to walk through the fire.
他甚至把他自己的孩子们在火上这样子的。
continue to motivate this kind of so-called the worst which is the worshiping the idol.
所以他就行了很多这一种最不好的方法来拜偶像。
Hey, look at the second Chronicle chapter 33.
我们看一下历代记志下。
When he became a king of the nation when he was 12 years old.
马拿西他在12岁的时候做王。
And then he ruled the nation 55 years.
然后他做王55年。
So the Second Chronicle chapter 33.
历代志下33章。
Second Chronicle chapter 33.
33章。
So the verse 3 says, for he rebuilt the high place, which Hezekiah, his father, has broke down.
在第三节说,他重新建筑他父西西家所拆毁的丘坛。
And worshipped all the hosts of the heaven and served them.
又为巴黎柱坛做木偶，且敬拜侍奉天上的万象。
And then he built this altar for the idol, even in the altar of God.
所以他为巴黎有烛坛。
So the verse 6 mentioned that he made his son pass through the fire in the valley of the Ben Hinnom.
在第六节说，在西嫩子谷使他的儿女惊火。
And also he invited the witchcraft and the divinations practices.
他会关照用术法术还有行邪术。
And verse 7 said he put the carved image of the idol which he had made in the house of God.
第七节他把雕刻的这些偶像立在神殿内。
So we can tell what he have done to to God and to his people is beyond imagination, actually.
所以我们在这里可以看到他在这里对神所侵犯的这些事情，还有拜偶像的一些事情，实在是超乎人所想象的。
So later on, God allowed happened that he take the Babel verse 10, and the Babylon and take him to the Babylon to exile him.
后来讲说，神就借用巴比伦把他给带走。
But later on, he repented.
可是他最后有忏悔。
So chapter 33 verse 12, when the distress upon him, and then he humbled himself and repent. So God listened to his prayer.
在他极难的时候，他就恳求主他的神，然后在列祖神面前极其的自卑。
They have to go through this instance in his life.Chapter 33, verse 13, the last sentence said, Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God.
他经过很多的灾难之后，在第33章13节的下半段说，马拿西这才知道谁独是神。
So at the beginning of his life, when he was young, he's doing his very bad things for the nation and against God.
虽然他在年轻的时候做了很多违反神的事情。
But later on, I have gone through the difficult time and this kind of humiliation in his life. God bring him back to the nations and then led his life to continue to serve the king as nation.
后来他经过很多的困苦之后，让他受到很多的羞辱，然后他才知道自己的错，然后神又把他带回来继续做王。
So actually, the Manasseh is a very bad king.
所以原本马拿西是很坏的王。
Because it is caused that the God's the wrath at the brought it to the nation.
就之所以神的怒火降在人犹大人的身上。
But later he changed his life.
可是最后他却将他一生改善。
It is interesting. Many of the kings at the beginning was faithful, later they corrupted.
这是很有趣的一件事情。很多王当他们开始做王的时候很好，但是最后却有改变。
Somehow the Manasseh was different.
不知为什么马拿西是不一样的。
So the once you look, you know, the reader, the second chronicle chapter 33, later on his life, he came back to the Jerusalem, he changed everything.
我们可以看到马拿西他回到耶路撒冷，神带他回来，回到耶路撒冷之后，他就完全改变。
But then we know the Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 4, God talk about why God end up such a,anger out of the you know brought anger out of God upon to the judgment to the Israel because of the his doing things against God.
但在第四节却神解释说为什么他会将这些灾难惩罚犹太人，因为犹大王这个马拿西他当初所做的一切事情。
So the God's judgment upon to the people of the kingdom of Judah in Jerusalem because they do not repent.
所以神所做的一切灾难降在犹大国，还有尤其是耶路撒冷，都是因为人们不知悔改。
So the verse 7 mentioned that.
第七节这里有讲。
Because they, verse 7 last, but they did not repent of their ways.
第七节的最后一段说，他们乃不转离所行的道。
It gives us an understanding of importance of our heart of repentance.
在这里告诉我们，有一个悔改的心有多重要。
Do we know that Jesus, he came to this world, the most important messages out of his mouth is ask people to repent.
我们知道主耶稣来世传福音的时候，他所讲最重要的一个信息就是要悔改。
Now we know that when Jesus even died on the cross, and these people do not repent, didn't repent anyway.
虽然主耶稣在十字架为众人而死，但是人们却不愿意悔改。
So that was the background of at that times of the Jerusalem.
这个就是当时耶路撒冷的情况。
So the Jeremiah, his heart is really burning and frustrated.
所以耶利米的心是如同火烧的一样焦急。
I haven't done anything to other people wrong, but they curse me.
我没有做任何事情，但是这些人却来攻击我。
So chapter 15 verse 10 actually complained to God.
在第十节的时候，这里耶利米有一点跟神在抱怨。
I have never lent, and nor have a man lent money to me. Yet everyone cursed me.
我素来没有跟人相争，也没有跟任何人贷款。
But when he talked about this, the Lord, the words came upon to him.
就在他埋怨的时候，神跟他说话。
Verse 11, surely I will set you free for purpose of good.
神说，我必要坚固你，使你得好处。
And surely I will cause the enemy to make a supplication to you.
灾祸苦难临到的时候，我必要使仇敌央求你。
God knows his stress on of as a the man of God.
神完全明白他这个做神人的苦难。
So his prayer continue.
然后耶利米的祷告继续。
The verse 15.
十五节说。
The verse 15, Thou know, O Lord, remember me, take notice of me, and take vengeance for me.All my persecutors, do not in view of thy patience take me away, and know that for thy sake I endure reproach.
主啊，你是知道的，求你纪念我，眷顾我，向逼迫我的人为我报仇，不要向他们忍怒取我的命。
This is the part of his prayer because he has such a great stress out of the situation and condition when he preached.The word of God and prophesy the word of God. The people really against him, so he prayed to God. Let the God again remember.
他这是耶利米的祷告，因为他在传扬神的信息的时候，他的在四面都碰到很多的压力。
And then verse 16, he prayed to God.
十六节他继续的祷告说。
And then said, "Thy word was found, and I ate them."
我得着你的言语就当食物吃了。
Thy word has become for me a joy and a delight of my heart.
你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐。
But his life as a Jeremiah, how he can survive such kind of condition under the stress because of the word of God.
所以我在这里可以看出耶利米他怎么能在这么大的压力之下来生存呢？就是因为神的话语。
Because sometimes like life when we are facing of difficulties.
有的时候平常生活会碰到很多困难。
Because we know the people around us, their words of encouragement and word of comfort is have own limitation.
虽然有的时候从人们我那边可以得到一些勉励的话语。
It only is possible the word of God will give us a joy within our heart, strengthening us so that we can be strong.
但是人的勉励还有安慰都是非常有限，而神的话语却给我们很大的力量。
So sometimes we can expect our spouse can make us to be comfort, but there's a limitation to it.
有的时候我们期望我们的配偶可以给我们一些安慰。
Even children, even parents.
或者是从父母亲或是子女们来给我们的安慰。
Word of God give us a true satisfaction enough to encourage us, comfort us.
但不管无论如何，人的安慰都非常有限，只有神的话语才可以给我们满足。
So we know the Word of God is our light. The Word of God become our light of path.
我们知道神的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Now listen to Psalm chapter 119.
我们看一下诗篇119篇。
Psalm chapter 119.
诗篇119篇。
Verse 49.
49节。
49 and 50.
49节和50节。
Remember the word of thy servants in which thou hast made me hope. This is my comfort in my afflictions, that thy word has revived me.
49节，求你纪念向你仆人所应许的话，叫我有盼望。50节，这话将我救活了，我在患难中因此得安慰。
That's why the word of God is precious to us.
所以神的话语对我们是相当宝贝的。
That once we with the word of God, we can be strong enough. Then all the words from around us, all the comfort and all the encouragement, it makes sense to us.
所以，当神的话语在我们心中的时候，这些话语就是给我们很大的力量。
Have you noticed that sometimes that we emotionally our is quite we can call it quite getting weaker and tired.
有的时候我们心情会比较低落。
The within our soul is very insecure.
我们灵中感觉不安稳。
That we easily irritate by anything that you know from the surround any people.
我们很容易就被周遭的人所影响。
Why my emotion is such a weak that it easily can be hurt by the people or even close one.
有的时候我们要问自己，为什么我们这么容易让别人会让我这样子的恼怒，或者是心中这么不安呢？
Because of the word of God is not within us.
这是因为神的话语不在我们心中有扎根。
Easily we can we are weaker enough that we can easily can the anger and frustration come out then.
所以我们就很容易发怒，很容易就很疲躁。
So we know that Jesus when he are fasting for 40 days.
我们知道耶稣四十昼夜禁食祷告。
He at the moment is very weak in his body and his emotion.
虽然他最后身体和精神都很弱的时候。
Satan knows the moment he can tempt him.
撒旦也知道就在那时候来来引诱他。
But that time, the Jesus was very lonely because he's alone.
尤其那时候，耶稣是单独一个人，他很孤单。
At that time, he only relied on the word of God.
那时候他只能依靠神的话。
And sometimes we think about what is a prayer.
有的时候我们要想想祷告是什么。
A prayer is only just a kneel down. We can ask something we need. Yes, that's the prayer too.
我们常常以为祷告就是跪下来跟神祈求一些事情，当然这也是祷告的一部分。
Another form of prayer is a meditate word of God.
其实另外一种祷告方式就是不断地思考神的话语。
A word of God we can keep the read and this one within the heart we can even close our eyes we can think about this word and we can digest.
就是我们看完圣经之后，然后在祷告的时候， 心中不断的思考这些这些话语。
We can taste the word of God with our meditation.
就在我们在我们思考的时候，来不断的尝品尝神的话语。
This is a taste of the word of God.
这样子我们才能够品尝到神话语的美好。
Especially nowadays everybody's life is very busy.
我们知道人现代人生活非常忙碌。
So the word of God, the word of God's the deepness of understanding or the taste of the word is very shallow actually.
所以大部分的人对神的话语的了解很肤浅。
So when we come to the Bible, that it's not much of a, we can call this the true joy, you know.
所以我们有的时候念圣经的时候很难从其中得到真正的喜乐。
Have you experienced that when you go to the buffet and when you get the first round together, such hungry and you put the first dish in front of bring all the you like the one they put it in front of you can smell it.
我不知道你有没有经历过，当你去这个buffet 吃去拿第一盘菜的时候，你觉得那个香味特别的香。
Even before you taste it, your heart is moved.
就算你还没有开口吃的之前，你就心中已经很满足了。
We understand the Christian life is very lonely, actually.
其实我们做基督徒的生活是算很孤单的。
Because once you go out, when you know anybody, known other outside of the Gentile, their lifestyle, our lifestyle is different.
我们知道在外邦人不信神的生活跟我们很不一样。
Their value and our value is very different.
他们的价值观跟我们价值观也是差很多。
So naturally, sometimes we are very not easy to associate with them sometimes.
所以有时候我们跟外面的人很难相处。
Without the word of God to taste it and to enjoy the word of God, we feel very lonely.
所以我们要是没有真正品尝神话语的美好之后的话，那我们在平常生活会很孤单的。
So how did Jeremiah he survive out of this kind of condition situation?
我们看耶利米他是如何经过，然后生存在这种大压力的之下。
Because time that when he first read in his heart, the word of God come upon to him, encourage him, comfort him.
可以看出他每次感到很忧愁的时候，神的话就到他心中来给他安慰。
The word of God become his joy, and mentioned that.
在这里说神的话语给他喜乐快乐。
So that he doesn't have to be his life to be shaken, his faith to be shaken because of outside of the factor.
这样他的信心也就不会因为外在的因素而受影响。
So when the Jeremiah chapter 15, he bring his message upon to the people and he prayed to God, he learned that there's a lot of stress in his life, a lot of challenge he's facing, yet he can stand.
所以在这十五章我们可以看出，虽然他在多方面有很大的压力，但是他却能够站立得很稳。
Because chapter 15, verse 16, the portion, the last one says,he mentioned about the thy word become for me a joy and a delight of my heart.
在十五章十六节说，你的言语是我心中欢喜快乐。
I have seen that sometimes in the airport, the few times I have seen the pilot, before they get into their aircraft, they have a little Bible, they open the Bible.He read it before he get in. I saw that.
因为我常常坐飞机，常常看到驾驶开驾飞机的他在上机之前，他会先把他一个小的圣经打开来读一读圣经。
I know once you go to the airport, most of people they're looking for entertainment.
我们知道在机场。 大部分的人都是看电动的这种
Because at that time, so that when I fly to Chicago at that time, what was I say? Oh, this man is our captain. Then I'm okay.
所以有一次我要飞去芝加哥的时候，我看到这样的人，我说这个要是我要做他的飞机驾驶员的话，我心中就会很平安的。
I understand. Life is up to us.
我领悟到生命在我们手中，其实
God already set aside from the nation and from the people, let our people to be possessed. We are possession of God.
神已经把我们特别的分开来作为他的子女。
It is a blessing that we can meditate the word of God. How many people actually in our outside the people we,You know, can meditate the word of God actually.
我们可以思考神的话语，在世界这么多人当中，有多少人有这个有这个权利呢
？Then I said, what is a true prayer then?
所以我就在问，我想问的就是真的祷告是什么
？If we want to have a true prayer,
要是我们要有一个真祷告的话
，that we have to taste the word of God.
那我们要首先品尝神的话。
The taste of the word of God, what the Jeremiah have done it, is actually the deeper way of communication with God.
他在这里耶利米说，他能够从神言语中得的欢喜，就是表示他跟神有一个非常深的交往。
Jeremiah doesn't have any kind of friends, I can tell. He's a very lonely man.
可以看出耶利米他并没有朋友，他是非常孤单的。
But yet the word of God becomes within his heart to comfort and joy, give supply to him.
但是神的话语却给他心中欢喜快乐。
And then we can think about the Apostle Paul's life.
这也让我们想一想使徒保罗。
When he converted to Christian,
当他成为基督徒之后
his life became like a half crazy actually.
他过着开始过一个像是疯人的生活。
He gave up everything for God.
因为他把一切都给放弃。
And also why he preached the word of God and a lot of facing of the challenges and a lot of persecution upon him.
他开始传道生活之后就开始一些连续不断的灾难。
But yet he never gave up because of the Lord and the word of God within him, the Lord Jesus.Constantly comfort him and give him a true joy in his heart.
但是他从来没有放弃过，因为神的话不断的勉励他，给他安慰。
So what is a major? We can say the engine, the spiritual engine within us to continue to make our journey of Christian life, of faith, to continue to make it possible. Then this true joy out of the Word of God.
所以我们要问自己，我们这个属灵的一个引擎，到底是有没有让我们的信仰持续下去？这就是在乎我们有没有让神的话给我们这个力量。
Jeremiah has this secret in his life.
耶利米他就抓到这个秘诀了。
So that he can continue to make his the facing of these challenges.
所以他可以继续的碰。面对所有的挑战。
Now after this verse 19,
在十九节这里说
，The Lord God talked to him says to
十九节主如此说
，Therefore say the Lord, if you return, then I will restore you before me. You will stand, and if you extract the precious from the worthless, you'll become my spokesperson.
你若归回，我就将你再带来，使你站在我面前。你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，你就可以当作我的口。
Verse 20.
二十节。
Then I will make you to these people a fortified well of bronze.
我必使你向这百姓成为坚固的铜墙。
Though they fight against you, they will not prevail over you.
他们虽然攻击你，却不能胜你。
For I am with you to save you.
因为我与你同在，要拯救你。
And I also deliver you.
要搭救你。
And declare the Lord God say to the Jeremiah.
神亲口跟耶利米这样应许。
So I will become a savior. Verse 21 says, I will deliver you from the hands of the wicked.
21节说我必搭救你脱离恶人的手
I will redeem you from the grasp of the violent
救赎你脱离强暴人的手
How wonderful the NIV is. He has such, outside of his physical circumstances, a lot of stress from the all different directions, and his life is lonely, yet the word of God encouraged him, I'll be with you.
这是多么美好, 虽然他在各方面受到攻击和压迫, 但是他却, 神却这样应许, 与他同在。
I will make you, I say, I will make a fortified well of bronze.
在这里说, 我要使你
All men all behind you are in front of you to protect you.
我在你之前，在你之后的保护你。
So today, because chapter 15, I chose this topic as the word become my joy.
15，在耶今天我们查考是耶利米的15章，我的题目就是神的话语是我的喜乐。
When the word of God encourages us. Then we pray with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God deep into our soul to pray with us. Then we can experience a true prayer. Then it's not a superficial prayer, but deep prayer.
这样我们就可以真的, 非常深的, 祷告,
it is like a true communication with God.
那就我们能够跟神, 真正的交通,
so we gain the true strength.
从这当中我们就可以得到力量。
Many times Jesus, he himself to be alone, he just walked, you know, people around, he preached the gospel, healing the people, and then before people praise him, he just walked away from the people to be alone. Alone himself, he communicated with God, he prayed to God.
耶稣常常在人群中医病赶鬼，但是当人要赞美他的时候，他就躲开来一个人，躲起来去祷告。
Because he never seeking the people's praise, the people's credit.
因为他不要，他不在，不想要从人中人那里得到任何的赞美。
Because he's seeking for this communication with God and meditate the word of God.
He's secure
for this relationship. So when he prayed to God, he gained the confidence in his heart.
So
we can say this is like a fullness of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that's how what we're seeking for in a Christian life.
这也应当是我们每一个基督徒所追求的。
So then, whenever we are situated any kind of condition in our life,
所以我们不管生活碰到什么情况,
that we never be failed by because of the outside of circumstance.
这样我们就不会因为外来的因素而 失败。
I think this was what our Lord Jesus is looking for, to let our Christian lifestyle to be.
我想这也是耶稣基督要求对我们的要求。
Yeah, so this is a message from the book of Jeremiah 15.
这就是耶利米书15章的信息。
Do you have any comments in the or chapter 15?
请问有没有任何问题或者是你的感想？
Let's all pray together.
没有的话，我们就一起祷告。Let's
pray for tomorrow our Sabbath service and our fellowship here.
我们为明天的安息日大家的团契祷告。And
continue to pray for our Sister Maria.
我们继续为玛利亚姐妹祷告。So
the brother Jim died already moved down to the Irvine, but still again continue to pray for his father.
戴翔已经搬到俄尔湾那边，但是我们也是继续为他们一家祷告。And
also the Jim Dye's faith and his parents their faith too.
就是戴翔他本人的信心，还有父母亲们。And
also we can pray for those who have a, you know, the traveling because this is summer vacation, so God continue protect all the brothers and sisters for their travelings.
暑期的时候，很多信徒都在旅游，所以我们祷告求神保守大家平安。
Let's all pray together.
我们一同祷告。